Marcus, how's the last week been like for you, going from first round pick to graduation to coming back to Philadelphia for your first camp?
It's been a great experience. Exactly what I wanted to happen in my life, what I dreamed of. Just going back to last week, I graduated, got drafted, and now I'm here with the Philadelphia Eagles. Couldn't be more excited.
Well, what's it like as just a full-time football player now?
I mean, you got to love it. Just being here from 8 to 6, I never really get tired of it. But when we go to the room, you have to get rest. But just the life of being a football player, you know what I'm saying, you have to get rest.
Is there a certain responsibility that comes with being a first-round pick?
I don't really think it's a certain responsibility. I think more people lean on you more and want you to expect more things out of you because you're a first-round pick. But I kind of see myself just as, you know, everybody that got drafted in here. I don't see myself as, you know, the most top guy. I just see myself as, you know, everybody is the same. We're all one team.
And when you say more people, do you mean, when you say more people, as a follow-up to that, when you say more people, do you mean fans, do you mean coaches, do you mean teammates? Who do you mean in particular?
No, I mean teammates and coaches. Like, I don't ever want to come in here and, you know, make it seem like, oh, I'm the first rounder and this is what's going to happen. No, it's a family environment and we're going to treat each other, you know, the same.
I get that playbook this first week. Is your head kind of spinning? Is there so much information, or were you able to kind of grasp it easily?
I think it was a little bit of both. The first day was kind of, my head was spinning, everything was spinning out of control. And then once I got, you know, into the playbook more, once I got to go home and look at it and look at different cut-ups, it kind of helped me out the next few days. And then especially having this rookie mini camp, it really helps me out with the plays. And then Monday we'll be with the vets, so hopefully it'll slow down a lot for me.
Marcus, there was a report that the Redskins were going to take you early in the second round. Did you get a sense that they were in on you as well as the Eagles?
Once I got picked by the Eagles, I heard that, you know, Arizona was going to take me next, or the Redskins was going to take me in the second. But I'm so happy that the Eagles took me because this is a great atmosphere that you would want to be in, and I don't think I will be in any other place.
You talked about internally you want to fit in. Well, what about externally? I mean, you did mention your first round pick, and people are leaning on you, and do you feel like because of that you have anything to prove?
I do feel like I have some things to prove. I know a lot of fans want to figure out, you know, why the Eagles picked me, but I feel like I could become a great player, and I feel like I could become, you know, the player that Coach Kelly will want me to be. I'm out here trying to work hard every day, trying to learn from guys like Connor and Trent Cole. I just want to come under their wing and just learn everything I can from them so I can be the great player that I want to be.
Does it bother you when you said that some fans are trying to figure out why they picked you? Does it bother you?
No, it doesn't bother me. It just, you know, puts a chip on my shoulder, and it just makes me want to just prove people even more that, you know, why they picked me in the 26th pick.
Do you approach this like, you know, you want to play right away, or do you kind of feel like you have to learn behind like Trent and Connor before you'd be ready?
Well, you have to approach it as you want to play right away. You want to get on the field and be able to help the team contribute. That's the competitive mindset that you have. But you also know that the guys that already been there, they know what's going on. I don't know too much what's going on right now, so you just try to get up under their wing and just take everything you can from them because they know everything. They've been playing in the NFL for a while, and this is just my first year.
When you were at Louisville making the transition from quarterback to linebacker, with that defensive end and all that, is there any insight from being a quarterback that would help you, you know, playing defense and everything, understanding how the quarterback moves and all that?
Well, all the time. I used to help the defensive line out, linebackers and safeties out, with quarterback reads and different tackle guards, pulls, and all that stuff. I used to help them with that because I used to be on the quarterback or the offensive side of the ball. So it used to help me a lot because I used to tell them what was going on.
So what's Trent Cole's message to you right now?
Trent Cole just told me that, you know, my head's going to be on fire right now. Everything's just going to be coming at you. He was like, you're going to make mistakes. Just try to learn from them and keep moving forward. Don't ever get down on yourself and just move on to the next play.